The idea was first introduced by Democratic Comptroller Susana Mendoza. It requires the governor to disclose his total office staff. A longstanding practice has seen governors pay some staff with money from outside agencies in an effort to deflate the appearance of their budgets. This change would outlast the current governor, as discussed by State Senator Sue Rezin, a Morris Republican, and the bill's sponsor, Andy Menar, a Democrat from Bunker Hill.
Do you feel, after the election, regardless of who wins in November, that this bill will still stay in effect regardless of the outcome in November?
Senator Menar.
Yes, I would.
The measure to end the practice passed unanimously in the House and earned only 7 no votes in the Senate. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.